Nolte, CNN Attacks Beto O'Rourke for Being White. By John Nolte on January 18, 2019. Nyamalika Henderson, a far-left reporter for CNN, who is probably best known as the lady on TV with the voice that makes glass want to break itself, has charged presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke with the crime of going on a journey of self-exploration while white. The piece is titled Beto's Excellent Adventure Drips with White Male Privilege and Drips with a Kind of Toxic Racial and Gender Resentment CNN and the rest of the media are desperate to normalize as progress. Here are some highlights. This is Beto O'Rourke's navel-gazing, self-involved rollout of a possible presidential campaign. Oprah Winfrey's couch is next. This could never, ever be a woman. Jack Kerouac style, he roams around, jobless, does he not need a job? To find himself and figure out if he wants to lead the free world. This is a luxury no woman or even minority in politics could ever have. But O'Rourke, tall, handsome, white and male, has this latitude, to be and do anything. His privilege even allows him to turn a loss to the most despised candidate of the cycle into a launching pad for a White House run. Stacey Abrams, a Yale-trained lawyer, couldn't do this. But the fact that he knows he has the freedom to cast about as a campaign in waiting forms shows how much of his political identity is predicated on being white and male. The first thing to love about the column is how it once again proves the theory that once you give an opinion column to a so-called reporter, they always reveal themselves to be a left-wing loon. Secondly, Henderson has not only composed a divisive piece of grievance-mongering and a bitter attack on an American based solely on gender and skin color, she is spreading fake news. You might think that someone who identifies as a reporter would be interested in history and context, but then you are obviously unfamiliar with CNN. To those of us who are interested in such things, what Beto is up to here is painfully obvious. The former Democrat representative's public journey of self-exploration is just another way in which he is positioning himself to be seen as Barack Obama 2.0. If you want to talk about privilege, why not begin with Obama's, how did Henderson put it, Obama's own history of navel-gazing, and, self-involved, Jack Kerouac style, roaming, around, jobless, does he not need a job? To find himself. Not to go too far in defending goofy Beto, but at least he is doing this as a grown man who has worked a real job and saved some money. Somehow, Obama enjoyed the distinct privilege, the freedom to endlessly self-explore as a very young man. Need I mention Obama is black? And please do tell me what exactly is stopping Stacey Abrams, a black woman, from doing this? After all, she is also jobless. And why does Henderson fail to mention Hillary Clinton's famous listening tours, where she set out on a journey to dialogue with the people? Listen, Nyamalika Henderson is a hack, and we all know that if Beto wins the Democrat nomination, she will immediately start writing pieces about how he will be the next black president, or whatever other audacious way she can come up with to humiliate herself in furtherance of the cause. Like all leftists, though, Henderson is obsessed with judging people on gender and skin color, so until it is no longer safe to criticize Beto, he is still useful in the media's jihad to scapegoat white men as the cause of all of the world's ills. In the meantime, Beto should keep his head down and be grateful he is not masculine. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.